Hi everyone, and welcome back to the 44th video for the Old Testament Survey course. In this section, we're working through the book of Jonah. Now, many people know Jonah as the fish story, or possibly the VeggieTales movie. But the book of Jonah is in the Bible as a prophetic message from God. Jonah's not a typical prophetic book where the prophet delivers oracles from God, but it still is a message from God to us. Yet it comes through a narrative story. It's not a message through Jonah, but a message about Jonah. Or really, it's a message about God through the experience that Jonah has. And it works similar to the way that the Torah and the historical books reveal God through their history. Now, some people debate whether Jonah is a fictional story made up to make a theological point, or if it's real history that actually happened, which is then used to make a theological point. Now, Jesus treated this story as actual history. So for me, that settles the matter. And in this story, in order to really get the message, we need to realize that Jonah is not the hero, but in some ways he comes off like a villain. Jonah is the anti-prophet. He resists God's purposes in his life. And Jonah's lesson and the negative example he gives helps us to see God's character and God's purposes and how they apply to our lives. Now, the book starts like a typical prophetic book, saying the word of the Lord came to Jonah. And by the way, Jonah, son of Amittai, is known from 2 Kings 14:25 as a prophet from the northern kingdom during the reign of the second king, Jeroboam. But because this book is not a typical prophetic oracles, we don't know if Jonah is the author of this book or not. And the unflattering portrait of Jonah may argue against it, but we just don't know for sure. Now let's look at the organization of Jonah. The outline of this book is clearly defined by each of the four chapters, where Jonah is doing four main activities, one main activity in each chapter, in four distinct locations. In chapter one, Jonah is running away from God. He is at sea on his way to Tarshish, which was the end of the known world in Jonah's day. And in chapter two, Jonah is praying for salvation from the inside of a whale. And in chapter three is Jonah's reluctant obedience. He finally preaches to the city of Nineveh, which was the capital of the Assyrian Empire. Now remember, Assyria was a brutal empire that was threatening Israel. In other words, Jonah was sent to preach to the enemies of God's people. And finally, in chapter four, Jonah is stewing in bitterness under a plant overlooking Nineveh. He was hoping for the destruction of the city, and he was pouting when it did not happen. Now, let's examine the content of Jonah by looking at some key verses. First is chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. It says, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah ran away from the Lord. This passage sets the stage for the story. Jonah is given a commission to preach against Nineveh, but he ran away. Now, this passage does not yet say why Jonah ran away. And in one sense, he should be glad to deliver a message of judgment against Israel's enemies. Remember, many of the other prophets did similar messages. But we'll learn later in the book what Jonah's reasons for running away were. And this will be a very important point for the book. Next is chapter 2, verse 8. And it says, "Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. Salvation is from the Lord." Now, I'll admit that this verse is probably not central to the plot or the point of Jonah, except that it is a key part of Jonah's very important prayer for salvation. But I like the phrasing, and I think it's very profound in the larger biblical context. If we pursue idols, we miss out on the best thing possible, because only the Lord can save, and only the Lord can satisfy. Then is chapter 4, verse 2.